Five Migrants Die in As Many Days in One Texas Border Sector. By Randy Clark on June 2, 2024. Five migrants lost their lives during a five-day stretch just in one Texas border sector. In the Del Rio sector, once the busiest region for migrant crossings in the nation, five migrants perished as they attempted to reach the United States. Unlike the millions of other migrants who successfully entered the country under the Biden administration's first 3 years in office, these migrants were not so lucky. Three perished at the hands of a migrant smuggler, another in the swift current of the Rio Grande. In the last case, one migrant succumbed to the inhospitable and arid environment of an isolated Texas ranch. The largest loss of life occurred on May 21 after a migrant smuggler led Texas law enforcement authorities on a high-speed chase near Del Rio, Texas. According to a law enforcement source, the pursuit began at around 9:30 p.m. Law enforcement authorities first saw the vehicle on Recreational Road 2, near the Amistad Dam. According to a law enforcement source, the driver of the vehicle attempted to round a sharp curve near an area known as Rough Canyon. The driver lost control of the vehicle and in the ensuing crash, several passengers were ejected from the vehicle. Two migrants died at the crash scene, and several others were seriously injured. One additional migrant died after arriving at a San Antonio hospital. The driver fled the accident scene but was later apprehended by authorities. Law enforcement authorities identified the suspected smuggler and driver of the vehicle as Asha Kishincha, a 21-year-old Houston native. The Texas Department of Public Safety and the Department of Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, are investigating this case and will pursue federal charges against Kishincha for felony migrant smuggling with enhancements. In another case, the body of one unidentified migrant was pulled from the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass by Texas Department of Public Safety personnel earlier in the week. The migrant is believed to have drowned while attempting to ford the river near Shelby Park. The last migrant death involves another unidentified migrant found deceased south of Eagle Pass on a remote ranch on Friday, May 24. According to law enforcement sources, the migrant is believed to have suffered from heat-related injuries and dehydration. Temperatures in the region have reached more than 110 degrees Fahrenheit in recent days. The deceased migrants located in Eagle Pass were taken to a local funeral home, where attempts to determine their identity will continue. According to a law enforcement source, if the efforts to identify the remains are unsuccessful, like in so many other cases, the migrants will be given a pauper's burial at the local cemetery in Maverick County. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.